Timai Tyrosomates is somebody was metamis somebody else's tyros. He took a sheretz and put it on somebody else's truma. So you mazik him, so, and then the person dies, is like the same thing, the comes of the bottom of the make a knas, the children will then have to pay for it. My time, what's the reason? There's really some hezek shenanika. It really is a hezek that you can't see it, because you put a sheretz on the tyros, but it looks the same thing. And therefore, midi rice is swearing is leishmei hezek. Midi rice, you're perfect from paying. It's only knas of the rabbanon. It's only knas you have to pay in the rabbanon. And that's the swara, the day comes to rabbanon. The one that did the yis of the father that was metama the tyros, he has to pay for it. But when he dies, lebrei on the children, the comes to rabbanon. That's this cloud. When rabbanon make a knas, he only put the knas upon the father, the one that did the yisah, but upon the son that did not do the yisah, he has no knas. All right, we'll stop here. We have hold no ataflamet heyim and aleph by the Mishnah. Mishnah says like this, that Maisa once happened a story that the zocher shavar chelim, a zocher, a male of a rochel of a goat, zokin, it was an older one, the sarah medudol, it had long hair, the hair was hanging down. And the reason was, as soon as it was a bechor, and this man is they don't bring it for carbon, so they had a way till it became a balmum, and they're not allowed to work with it, you can't shear off the wool. Never had long hair. Now the role kissed the record, one like Roman a policeman saw it. The Yomer and the Yefek Chomim Mativu Shozer. How come like you have it, the hair was so long? Why did you cut off the hair? Omulus, he said, so they answered back, Bechoru, this Rochel is a Bechor, and we can't eat it, we can't use it. We ain't a Nishchat Elim came Hoyiba Mum, we can't check until there's a Mum, and there was no Mum on it, yes, therefore we can't use it. That's what they answered back. On this they said, so what happened was not a pigum, that this guy, this kesar, he took a remach, which is he took a spear, v'tzarm oznoi, and he split like the ear of the bechor by the oizen. So it became a bamum now. And he didn't do it the kavona to be matzah rush. He said that he didn't know that by doing this you make it mutter. He thought that maybe a mum comes by itself. He did not know by him doing it, it'll make a heter. So it's called like he didn't have kavana. So therefore, bull mice of the chomim, the shiloh came in front of the chomim, what should we do now with this bechor, is it mutter to eat it or not? The tiru, they said, yes, you're allowed to use it. Because it wasn't done, the kavana, to be matter the bechor, the guy did not make the mum, but kavana to be matter it. What happened was now, the yachash it threw after the chomim paskin, that it's mutter, now holach fitzirim be oznoi bechor sacherim. Now this kista went, this kista went, and he put mums in a lot of bechorim, all the other people bechorim also. Like now the guy understood that if he makes a mum, he'll make it mutter for them to use it. So therefore, like he meant to be nice, but he went to make a lot of mums now, different bechorim, to make the bechorim mutter. So now already, the yosru. Now what the chum said, it's also. So this is called like the guy, even though it was a guy, this is called, he did it l'shem kavona, to be mutter with the mum, that's a knas midi rabbon, and you can't use that mum. Now, another time it happened, Hayotinoikus Mesachkin Basoda, that kids were playing in the field, the Koshu Zanve Toloim Zebezeh, and they tied the tails together, the different, different little sheeps, they, or lambs, they tied the tails together. The Nifstakus Novishalechud, and then when the sheep of the Toloim were fighting like, so one tail came off, and the Rehu Bechor happened to be a Bechor. So now that's the Baal Mum. So Shalom was, you're allowed to eat it. Can you shecht it now? So Bo Maisa Nechom, they brought the Shalom in front of the Chomim. Mashmah didn't make it a treifa. It only became a Baal Mum. Vitiru, they said, yes, you're allowed to shecht it. You could use this Mum. It's called a good Mum. Again, the kids were just playing. They did not do it L'shem Kavona to be Mata the Bechor. So it wasn't of the Kavona. Therefore, even with the Rabban, it's Mutter to use it. What happened was, Rosh Etiru, so these Tinoikas, these kids saw the way the Chomer passed them, if you're allowed to use it, is Hochul Bekoshu's novice Becheris Acherim. They went and tied now tails of Becheris together until they pulled off and came about Mum. And now read of Yosu. Now the Chomer said, if so, since they're doing it Bekavona to make a heter, they held it also teat from this Bechor. And there, called this is the general rule, that Kol Shul Ledaitoi, if it's done Ledaitoi, meaning the person's doing it al menas to give a heter to this bechor, then also the rabboni can't use that mum. But shloim the daita, if the person is doing it does not realize that he's making a mum will make a heter, he's like the goy the first time, therefore it's mutter. There's no knas midrabbonin, you're allowed to use this mum even midrabbonin. Then the more it says now, for machas hoyim, utsrich, like, what do we have to have both maises in the Mishnah? Who are both the same maisa? The more it says the same halachas. The more it says, no, utsrich, we need both of them. The yashman, ovikachovim, I only hear the halacha by ovikachovim, by a goy, the first case. The layosu le misrach. Do you know why the first time he does it, will say, you mutter teach from it? Because we're not afraid if the goy will come and do it a second time. Like Sarach means he'll grab a hold of it and do it a second time. He's a guy. So even though it's also to do it, we don't care about the Yisurim a guy does. So therefore, there's no Xeru. Therefore, we'll let the first time the guy does it, we'll say it's mutati from it. Av will cut them here the first time a kid did it. The Yosel Misra, we have to be afraid if the Psak will be that you'll let eat from it. We have to be afraid maybe this cutter now will get used to doing it a second time also. So maybe we should have made it knas even the first time you can't eat from it. That's the Chiddush. No, we're not afraid. Maybe the Kotam will come to be Misrach to go after and do it again when he comes older even. Now, the Yashmin and Kotam, we don't hear the Chiddush by Kotam, Mishum Dol Yosel Lachlufei. The Gadol, you're not going to make a mistake to say that Huadin, if a Gadol does it, it'll be Mutter. Everybody knows it's only Kotam right now, so therefore we know a Kotam doesn't have Daf like to be Mater it, therefore it's Mutter. But in the first case, by Vitachovim, he's a Gadol, he's an older person. So if people will see that when he made the Mum, still you're allowed to eat from it. If people come to Yosel Lechlufa, come to make a mistake, the Gadol was a regular Jew, and they'll think, who are they if a Jew makes him a Moslem to eat it? Say, Maloy, maybe the Rabbanim should make a Kenas. That when the Goy made this Mum, you can't eat from Mitzricha. That's the Chiddush in both cases in the Mishnah. In both cases, Lechatchila, before they know they're doing a L'shem Heter, it's Mutter to eat from it. Now, Omer Rav Chizda, Omer Rav Ketina, Leishana, when do we learn? El the Yomalei, Elim came hoye by mum. When do we learn in the Mishnah by this guy that when he makes the mum, it's mutter? That's only when we said back to him, the Rashi Lashon the mutter abchor the other chavim el the yom alei lekista. When the Jews first answered back the case and told him, and the nishchet elim came hoye by mum. When they answered back and told him, Mishnah, we could only use this bechor if a mum happened to it. To mashma, that would have been mashma. Rashi says shiyup a mum emela, that only if a mum happens by itself. So therefore, if the guy goes and does it, we do not say he's doing it the kavanah to be matter it. Because so far the guy doesn't know that if you make a mum, it's mutter. He only heard, like from the Jews, if a mum comes by itself, it's mutter. Therefore, even if the guy does it, we say that's not kavanah to be matter, therefore it's mutter. So that's what Rechid is saying. That Lashon was and it wasn't a mutter. Nivishtal v'yomalei el'im kem hoyiv amum. Only if there is a mum there. Avo bot imomalei, if the Jews answer back this guy and tell him, that if Nasa by Mum, that if somebody would make a Mum, that would also be Mutter, then command Yomalei Zilovit by Mum Adami. Then it's considered as if you're telling the guy now, please let go and make a Mum. Like you're telling him that if you make a Mum, it becomes Mutter, that's like telling him to do it. So then if the guy would do it, it would be Yosa. Omar Rav Rav says back, no. Michti, let's see. Memelehu. Anyway, the Mum is Memelehu. Rashi says, Memelehu means Shlehoi Yodeyo to come, the guy did not know. He did not know that when he makes Vil Shafa Heter, is so Mali Hoya Mali Nasa. What's the difference how the Jews answered him back? Whether they said we could only shech this Bechor if a Mum comes by itself, or if somebody puts the Mum, still the guy does not know like what you're talking about. He does not realize that he could make the Heter also. So therefore, Rav holds no in both cases that Nasa Nami Menelehu Vulashino. Even if they said if it's made, it's also considered like it happens by itself, and Leishna there's no difference. That the first time the guy does it, he does not realize it, or he does not have kavana to make a heter, and therefore the first time he does it, it's mutter midrabbanan. It's only once we pass in and after the mum to say that it's mutter, now the guy realizes that because he made the mum, we're saying it's mutter, now we have to be chosh the second time, he's doing it l'shem b'das to be matter it. Now the Gemara says the Mishnah is there. I call this the general rule that kol shul adas osa. Anytime it's done adas, it becomes osa. Lasu yemayim wasn't coming to include lasu yigroma. Even if the Jew doesn't mamish put the mum, but he only like puts dough around the ear of the animal bechor that a dog should come and bite it. So you cause that to happen. That's also osa. If you just made a grumma of a mum, it's also the rabbanon. Also, if you teach from the bechor, can't shecht it. Then shleil daf is muta. So what does it come to include? Lesuya mesiach of meitumay. That the Jew is talking to the guy, not really telling him that if you make a mum, there'll be muta, but just in the story form. Mesiach tumay, you just happen to be talking to him like this. That's called mesiach lefi tumay. Rashi says shleil shola kista mativay. In case where the guy did not ask you what's the pshat in this bechor. El hey matzma, just in the case where the Jews themselves happen to be talking to a guy, and mesiach of metum, and they stop talking, normal talk. I remember they say, listen, rei la yishcha tell the other, we don't check this one. El adei mum, only if somebody puts a mum on it. And v'le niskavnu l'kach, but when they're telling it to him, they're not mechazim to tell him to do it. So in such a case, still it's muta. Even though it comes out that really the Jews are telling this guy, you should know, that the reason why we didn't use it yet because nobody put a mum in it. But if somebody would put a mum in it, it would be muta for us. So even though your mom is telling the guy that, still it's a muta. Because you're not telling it to him, a terrorist, like he should go and do it. You're only like telling him over a fact, a story. Therefore we say it's muta. That's the chiddush. That's called shleil das, that the owner at least does not have kavana to make a heter here. So therefore, even if the guy does it, still will be muta. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be Hoye Bechor Rodfoy? Let's say a Bechor was chasing you. So be it, you kicked it, like self-defense, you kicked it. So you didn't have kavana to make a mum, you had kavana to save yourself. So you also be mum, by kicking it, you made a mum. I raise a shekh of the love. In such a case, you even allowed a shekh to Bechor. That's not cool, like you put a mum via the kavana. Omer Rapopo. Leishon was only called El Shabiyata B'Shas Radifa. When you kicked it, when it was chasing you. Avol Yach Radif, let's say it chased you, and then it stopped chasing you. And the lady, you go and kick it, loy, then we say, kicking it is like you're making a mum, and there'll be yos the shecht on it. So Marcel treat, of course, like it's only mut if you're doing it with a shame to save yourself, not after he stopped chasing you. So Marcel says, yes, mother time, I would have thought to say no, that even after he finished chasing you, if you kick it later still, I would have thought to say, surei hu demakir, that the reason why you're doing it, is like you want to take revenge, like you remember the way this animal was chasing you, and now you want to go kick him back. So you're not mechavin al Hashem to make a mum to be mad to you. You're only mechavin Hashem revenge. So I would have thought to say that that's muta. Kamashma, no, that's also. It's only muta if you kick your mamas for shasi chasing you. And he could the army some say no. The Ramah Papa said, loitaim, don't think that b'shas radifa in. It's only muta when the b'chor is running after you. Then it's called self-defense. Abushlei b'shas div, but after he's chasing you, then loy. Then it's called, you're putting a mum there. No, el rather afilu liach radif, even after he gets finished chasing you, nami, if you go and kick it later, it's still mutter teeth from it. You could check on that mum. Why, my friend, what's the reason? Suri hu demadcher, again, you don't have kavana really to be matter it with this mum, but your kavana is only to take revenge because you're angry at him, what he did to you. So that's called, again, shlei midas, that you're not doing it in the shame this mum should be matter it, therefore it's mutter. Amr Rav Yehuda says, Muta lahatil mum bebechor kodim shiyotz liyavroilam. Before the bechor is born, before it comes out on this world, so it has no kedusha yet, so there's no issa to put a mum in on it. If you put your hands inside the womb of the mother, and you split the ear there, so it's okay. If you mat the mum before it comes out, it has no kedusha yet, there's no issa being mat the mum on a bechor. Amr Rav says, Gedi, if you have a kid, the best way to do is to split its ear. Rashi says, because by a kid, the first thing that comes out is its ears. So that's easy to split. Imra, if you have, let's say, a lamb, an imra, that's bisfafasa. The best way to do is to split its lip. As much as that's what comes out first, its lips. And he could the army some say, no, imra nami b'udna. That a lamb also you could afford to, like, split its ears. Why? Because Eima Derech Tzedoyev Nof, it comes out through its temple, that through the side, it could be, you know, sometimes the lips come out first. But it could also be possible the ears also was on the sides, on the temple, it could also be possible that the ears come out first. Therefore, it's innate to put your hands in the womb to split the ears also. Omer Rava, Ochal V'loy Nechsei, let's say there's a womb inside the mouth, or you split the lip, or inside the mouth of the Bechor. So the shailu is, a mum is only matter, it's a mum shebegoli, that you could see it. So Rava, ochel, let's say when he eats it, when the bechor is eating, that much opening the mouth, he can't see the mum inside it. But poyu, when he starts to scream or starts to cry, he opens his mouth up wider, then no mechse, then you could see the mum inside it. So you should know, a heavy mum, that's considered a mum, that it's called a mum shebegolui, that if it's a bechor, you could check the bechor because of that. Where it says, My Kamashman, what are you teaching me? Tanini, we learned like this already. That Hachutin, Hachitzainais, that's the inside, Chutin. Rashi says, Noch Kiche, the gums of your teeth, at the bottom of your teeth, there, Shakur Nisan, the inside ones. Yeah? So Shaniskumu, there's a Patam there, a hole happened there, to your gum over there. There also Shanigamamu, the whole thing was cut off. The inside ones, Shenekur, are uprooted. So these things are called mums. Now, my time, what's the reason if the Pnimius, the inside one, was uprooted, Lahuri, you can't see it. So why is it called a mum? Lav Mishum, isn't the reason is, the Chipoy, because when the animal starts to scream, it opens up its mouth wide, Mechse, then you could see it. So you see, by opening up when it screams, that's also called, it's Begol, you could see the mum. So answer the Nechnam, the Yomar Papa says that Rav and Nami time of the Masis in the forest. Rav is coming to explain the reason of the Mishnah. My time and Nekru heavy Mumma. What's the reason if the Pnimis, the inside ones, are uprooted? Those teeth there, there's a Pagam there on the gums. What do we consider to be a Mum? Mishum, the reason is the Chipaya Mechse. Because when the animal starts to scream, opens up its mouth wide, you could see it. That's enough to give it a shame. Mechse, that's called the Mum Shebegolui. That you be mutter to shech because of that mum. Now the Mishnah says, "Kol hamumin horuyin lovi b'dayadim." Any mum that we have to be afraid, we see it on the bechor, that maybe the kohen put it there, maybe the roya put it there. So a mum that could be that a person made, the Rashi says that lafuki certain mumim a person can make. Let's say an animal has five legs to it, so that can't be b'dayadim. Then we won't have this chshad. But a regular mum that there's a split, a cut. That you could be afraid maybe a person did it, so it's like this. Roya Yisrael Nemonim. If the shepherd is a Jew, a Yisrael, then he's believed to say it happened by itself. But Rayim Khan, if the shepherd's a Kayin, then ain't a Nem, and then we don't believe him. We have to be choshed, maybe he himself made the split, made the mum. Rav Shimon Gamliel Aymer, Nemon Hu Al Shechveroi. Any Roy is Nemon on his friend. If it's somebody else's animal, he's Nemon to say that the mum came by itself. But v'yeinemen ashal atzmoi. Shmuel says he's not nemen on himself. On himself he's choshed that maybe he would do it himself to be matir his bechor. Therefore, on his own bechor, he's not nemen to say it happened by itself. Rabbi Meir Oimer, ha-choshed al adover. If you choshed on this thing, even for your own, then the lach is, le'donuv le'nido, you can't be done for somebody else. You can't say this to somebody else. And once you're choshed, that you put a mum on your bechor, so not only are you choshed for yourself, but you're choshed for somebody else's also. That's the difference between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon. Yeah. Another more says, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Loza. Chadama one says, what does the Mishnah mean, the chil between a Roya Yisrael and a Roya Kanim? So one says, Roya Yisrael, they Kanim Nemonim. It's all in the shepherd himself. If he's a Yisrael, even though he's working for Kanim, he's working by his master, is a Kain, still is believed. Why? We're not afraid to say, maybe he'll want to say that really there was a good mum on this bechor, because then his master like will be able to shecht it, and he'll give him a portion, he'll give him part of it, that legimus will give him something to eat from it. We're not afraid about that. Since with the mice he's a Yisrael, he's not going to get this the whole bechor for himself, so he's not choshed to lie, we can believe what he's saying. But Roya Kahanim, let's say the shepherd is a Kayin, even though they Yisrael, the owner is a Yisrael, then already ain't the monim. Then the Kohen, the Roy, is not there but to say the moon happened by itself. Does he have to be afraid maybe he did it? What does he have to gain on the deal? Because Maim Ron will say like this, Kivon the Kor Terachna Bey, since I'm working, I'm the shepherd, I'm working for him, L'shav L'didi, he won't leave me over the Yoy of Lachrin and give it to somebody else. So for sure he'll give it to me. So therefore the shepherd feels pretty certain he'll get it, and therefore we're afraid he'll be Matal Mum. That's John the Mishnah, that a shepherd Yisrael is believed, the shepherd of Kohen is not believed. And Vua did the same thing about the Kohen the Kohen, that the shepherd's a Kohen, he's saying for another Kohen about the same thing, we're afraid for Gohen, we mean to say, I'll do it for you now to be Mata this Bechor, and you do it for me later. That's called going, do something wrong. I'll help you out right now, because you can help me out later. So one coin to another coin also were afraid. So that's what one says. Now, on this pshat, the Yosef Shimon Gamliel, he comes to say, no, the Meimor, that Nemenu al Shechaveri, that no matter what you are, you saw the coin, you're Nemen on your friends, the Chor, but you ain't a Nemen al Shalatzme, not Nemen on yourself. When you're only a Chshad, you come to put it yourself. But when somebody else says, whether you're coin or you saw, it doesn't make enough Kamina. We're not choshed you. The Yosef Remela, the Yosef Remela may even know that a choshed al Adover, and we ever have a Chshad, we caught you once putting a Mum onto a Chor. The loch is, Uleidon, you can't pass on any more of those trials about the Chorus, and Lenidoi, you can't come to say this either. That's where one learns Pshat Mishnah. The other one says, the Chadom, notice it like this. The Chadom, Roye Yisrov, Ein Kahanim. That no, the Mishnah says, the Roye Yisrov is Nemon, it means to say, he himself is a Kohen, just he's a shepherd for Yisrov. Roye Yisrov means the owner is Yisrov, even though you're a Kohen, still Nemon, still here, we believe you. And what's the reason? Because the main Rambam will say like this, like this Roy anyway,